know this. We know the halacha that with regard to Rabbi Talmud. No, it's a very interesting idea that it is critical that a person does hesaba by the seder. If you don't do hesaba, lo yotza. You might as well start the seder. Or yet, it's an exception. How could that be? How could it be that not if a Talmud lifnei rabbi and the Rebbe doesn't give permission? Or, you know, it's not the Talmud is not to ask the halacha. It's not the pshat. Oh, Rebbe, can I do hesaba? You're not supposed to do that. If you're by your Rebbe, quiet. The Rebbe has the obligation, if he so wishes, to say to the students, "I'm moichel on my cover, do a seder." Yeah.
Years ago, I Rav Huttner's seder as an observer after we finished ours. I'm talking about back on Rockaway Parkway, and I got there. It was about a little after 12, and they were just up to what do you call it? They were up to the second cuts when they got there, and they made the bracha, and as they were about to drink, Rav Huttner said, "Haseva."
He gave them reshus.
Yes.
He gave them reshus, but it
think every of, time when it came to that, he would say "Haseva."
So yeah, I understand that, but by design. But look how powerful the theme. The Seder, there are two elements to the Seder. There's an element of Av Ubein and an element of Rebbe the Talmud. And when you study the Seder, these two things, they go down the highway together, and sometimes they integrate with one another. Rebbe the Talmud, Av Ubein. We got Levincha. And we know Levincha in Kriya Shema, one believe Matim Muslim as Beneichem, Vishinamtim Levonecha. One time it means the Bonim, one time it means the Talmidim. Both, but there you have both elements are there. Bonim, biological children, and Talmidim. There's more than that though. We have Hesaba. This is a shocking idea. Hesaba, if you do not do Hesaba for the Dalek Koyotis and for the Matzah, you know what? Do it all over again. You have to repeat the Haggadah from the beginning and make all the brachas all over again. An incredible thing. Yet, if you are a Talmud, sitting in the presence of your Rebbe, you have no obligation to ask Rishus. And if the Rebbe says nothing, you are exempt. And you yotzei the mitzvah 100%. How could that possibly be? If it's so critical, because Adarabah, Chazal have invented these two halachas to coincide one with the other, to show you how powerful the relationship is between the Rebbe and the Talmud. Ad kadei kach, I would even say, is that the only reason why we have Hesaba, we think, we have Hesaba. Oh, you got a problem. The problem is Rebbe the Talmud. Okay, that's an exception. Pum fakert. The Hesaba was arranged, the Haggadah was arranged with no Hesaba. It's when you don't have the Rebbe in front of you, then you have the Hesaba to express the Chayrus. Because when Chazal were Mesakein, the Haggadah, the whole purpose is Rebbe the Talmud. It's not the Pshat. You have to have Hesaba. If you don't have Hesaba, lo yotza. Oynis Rachmana Patre. Pum fakert. The Hasagada was established by Chazal without Hesaba. Because of course, who are you going to be having the Hesaba in front of, if not your Rebbe? Of course there's no Hesaba. But what happens if you don't have a Rebbe, and you're there all alone? So in order to enhance the experience of Chayrus, let's add another element of Hesaba. It's not the gather of Oynis Rachmana Patre, Pum Fakert. You're starting from the other direction. That is how critical the element of Rebbe the Talmud is. Now, I'll give you other examples. In the Haggadah, who do we quote from in the Haggadah? Yehoshua. From all the psukim that talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, you have to go to Yehoshua. Why Yehoshua? How does the Haggadah begin? He even mentions Terach. We mentioned Yehoshua because Yeshua talks about Terach. We want to mention Terach. We want to give honorable mention. Really? You want to give Terach honorable mention? All right, maybe it's one Mahalich. But there's another mahalach. The reason why we start off the pasuk of Yehoshua in the Haggadah is because Yehoshua is the paradigm of the perfect Talmud. Yehoshua sat for 40 days, 40 nights, waiting, when is Moshe coming down from the mountain? Right? The Rebbe says, my Talmud, I'm going to Shemayim for 40 days. I'll see you in 40 days from now. So what would the average Talmud do?
Go off
to the races. I'm out of here. When the cat's away, mice will play. But the average Talmud would run away and go find something to do. And maybe Talmud Haboreach Mibes, exactly. Haboreach. It's a sakana. It's a very good chazal. Talmud Haboreach Mibes a sefer. And what happens? And in the Haggadah, when we want to go talk about the Haggadah, Mitzvah, Oyved, Avoyed, Zoro, Hoyu, I was saying it's the first thing in the Haggadah, the Ilu, then we go to Maise, wait, Maise, Kaya Barbanim, Chacham, where is it? Where is the Haggadah here? Okay, he is Sha'am the Tseil Lamad.
After the
Yochum Erish Chodesh, after the Shemil Be'el Baruch, okay, here it is, okay. Baruch, Shemir after Chasoy, right. Shachos Baruch Hu, Chish was the case last, let's come out, Shemar, Lav, Mavim, Bavim, 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 not here, where,
what are you looking for?
I'm looking for the Pasuk of Yehoshua. Here it is. Right, Mitzchila, Oiv, Deav, Zor, Av, Hayav, Zor, Yach, not, yeah, not the first one, the second mitchila. There are two mitchilas? There are two mitchilas? No, avodim hayinu. Avodim hayinu. Mitchila. Right, mitchila. Oyvde avodim zoroch hayavu sev yashav kerevadu hamakam lavodu sayis shenemar. Vayoyim yoyeshua. El kolam koyamar hashim luke yitzol. Be'eve hanor yoshua avodu seichem yoyolam. Terech avi avram avi nochar. Vayavdu ilhum achedim. Is that the best possible we can come up with? Many will argue, yes, it is. But I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure this is the best pasuk you can come up with. Why? Why do we want this pasuk? You know why? Because we want to say the words, Vayoymer Yehoshua. Chazal wanted us to remember
Yehoshua.
Because Yehoshua is the quintessential Talmud. The quintessential Talmud, and that is critical for the Haggadah. He waited for Moshe Rabbeinu 40 days, 40 nights, and that budge from that mountain. And Yehoshua was zecher to take over, to be Malim Mekoymesh from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so we have already two examples. The example of the Heseba, we have Yehoshua. There was another example I wanted to point out. Give me 1 second to remember before I get the real... Okay, there were more examples, but here's one that was new to shocking to me. I have in my hands this Haggadah, the Korain Haggadah. Okay, the Korain Haggadah published with that by the commentary is from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. Okay, it's a beautiful Haggadah. Beautiful, beautiful ideas. He says some very interesting things. At the end of the Haggadah, he says something I never saw, never heard before, and I'm very curious to validate the accuracy of this idea. When it comes to the piyutim, so we live in Chutz Yaretz, there's a different piyut that you say the first night versus the second night. What do you say the first night? What do we say the second night? Who wrote the second piyut? V'chein v'amartem zevach Pesach. So I never knew this. The Kalir, the famous Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir, wrote the second piyut. V'amartem uv'chein v'amartem zevach Pesach. The famous Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir, who wrote most of the piyut that we recite on Tisha B'Av and on throughout the entire year, for that matter. Who wrote the first piyut? Vayihi b'chatzi alayla. So he says it was written by a person, the name was Yanai. Yanai, we've discovered very recently a lot about Yanai through the Cairo Geniza. Things that we never knew about him, we've discovered. He for sure wrote this piyut. He lived in the 6th century. He writes here in this parish, Rabbi Sachs, that the Kalir was a Talmud of Yanai. How he knows that, I do not know. Because by exactly, exactly. No, yeah, exactly. That's what I said. So, yeah, one of the most mysterious people in our history is the Kalir. When did he live? It's not so clear at all when he lived. Who was he? Was he a Tana? Was he Namar? Was he from the Goyim? Was he from the early Rishonim? When exactly did he live? Where did he live? And everyone is searching for signs, for trying to read into his words. Nuances in his piyutim to try to discover when and where he lived. He makes a claim here, which I don't know where it comes from, that is a dava poshut, that the Kalir was a student of Yanai. Yanai was a very big paitan. He was from the earliest, in fact, from the very the earliest that we can date. The Kalir we can't date. We assume that he might have even been a Tana, which is very unlikely. Most of the commentators, they tried to put him down like probably a little bit later than Yana, that Tkufa. He makes this claim. If it is true, then it really opens up a whole new world for many reasons. Number one, look at that. The difference between the first night and second night, everything in the Haggadah is with precision. It's Rebbe Talmud. Just like we have over here, the Rebbe Talmud of Yeshua, we have over there. Seba also, what they mentioned is the Mesubin b'bnei Barak. Ad Shabbat Talmidehem v'amru higiyaz man kriya shma shel shacharis. Okay, that's an explicit mention of Talmud. The Talmidim arrived in the morning, our teachers, it's man. Why is that necessary? It's necessary that the Talmidim should observe what the Rebbeim are doing. What is a Talmud? A Talmud does not just mean to listen and to learn. A Talmud's primary role is to observe. Observe the conduct, the hanhaga of the Rebbe. My teachers, they stood up the whole night. They weren't talking to us. They were talking to themselves. I'm a Talmud. Ad Shabbat Talmidehem v'amru lohem. Rabbi Seinu, higiyaz man kriya shma shel shacharis. The Talmidim were not learning. They were not part of the discussion. They were not even there. But they observed. That is key. That is the most important thing a Talmud should take out of, is to learn to watch how things are done. So when he gets older, he will know how to conduct himself. That's in the Haggadah. And even in the story with the Talmud, the Rebbeim, whose Mokim was it? It was the Mokim Yishel Rabbi Akiva. The Rav of Bnei Barak. Who is the rabbi of Bnei Brak? Who is the chief rabbi of Rabbi Akiva? And they will follow. Rabbi Akiva holds that the Zman of Sibu Yitzias Mitzrayim is only until, was when? Kol Oysa Halayla. Even though Rabbi Elizabeth Nazari was there, who was there? I forgot the names. The people there passed that the Zman was only until Chatzois. But when you're in the Mokoyim of the Rav, you do what the Rav says. That's also a limud in Rebbe Talmud. It
tells you something more, that when you're in the makam of the Rav, even though he's a Talmud, he was a Talmud to Rav Kalfin.
Doesn't matter.
He was still Bahaseva because that was his place.
His place. This is your place. That's also the Derech Eretz in what it means to have a Rebbe. A Rebbe. So there are numerous limudim, and this, I believe, is very, if it's correct, and I'm sure, according to some opinions, it definitely, he wouldn't say this, it's not correct. There's many sources that Yanai was the Rebbe of the Kalir. I never heard such a thing before, never. He says such a thing. And therefore, wow, the first night and the second, and it's a team. It's a team. Piyut you say? Rebbe Talmud. It also is very fascinating. Look at the Rebbe. The Rebbe was a gloom and doom person. Because the Rebbe, Vayihi b'chatzi halayli, focused on all the miracles that happened in the middle of the night. Miracles. But it was still the middle of the night. It was a very dangerous time. The student was the miracles that happened on the day of Pesach, when the sun was shining. So the students, the Rebbe was a tkufa of Chatzi Halayla, the middle of the night. He was able to see miracles in the middle of the night. Niskadim Hadoros. The Talmud was only able to see the miracles that happened. What happened by day. All the miracles that happened in the day, the Yoim of Pesach. It's a very big difference when you're able to zoich it to the Yeshua of Hashem b'chatzi halayla. That's almost like an idea of Purim idea, of Hester Ponim. Chatzi halayla is the thickest time of the night to see miracles. Versus seeing miracles when the sun is shining. Niskadnu hadoros. The Rebbe, the previous generations, they were zoiche to chatzi halayla. The most we can hope for as Talmidim is miracles when the sun is shining. Because we don't have that koyach to see the depth. Rebbe Talmud, Yanai, and the Kalir, Ayin, you have to give an Ayin into a Rabbeinu Google, and try to see some koyos. Wow, I never heard of Yanai, okay? My ultimate gaiva, I thought I knew it all. I never heard of Yanai before. I never heard that the Kalir was a Talmud of anyone. Yeah, he was a Talmud of someone. And now you're telling me that Yanai was the Rebbe of Kalir, and you put these two together in the night of Pesach, Chatzi Halayla, Zev Zev. Wow, that's an incredible chiddush. Opens up a whole new world. Okay, one other list, I'm talking about this part from Rabbi Sachs. He quotes Rabbi Feuerstein from Baltimore. Anyone know who this is?
Chasod Laila, this night is 1 o'clock.
There's a rabbi, he quotes.
Chasod Laila is 1 o'clock this day.
Beautiful, beautiful vart. This is a knockout home run vart. Last vart for today. I'm not familiar.
Chasod Laila, no, it's 1 o'clock.
He quotes benching. At the end of benching, we say, Nar ha'isi, gam zokanti, v'loi ha'isi, tzadik ne'ezov, v'zaroi mevakesh lochem. He quotes a vart, and then he ties it together in Rabbi Sachs in the most amazing, amazing way. What's the vart first that he quotes? The basic vart. Let me just find the vart. Let me try to find it in a second.
I'm asking, I don't know, it's 1 o'clock a.m.?
Chatzos is about 1:15, practically 1:15. Rabbi Moses Feuerstein of Boston.
Right, yours. That's what I said.
Okay, so he says this is the vart. The vart is one thing. The first the vart is what does it mean? Nar hoyisi, the sar shel olam is making the statement. Wherever the sar shel olam, nar hoyisi gam zokanti, the loy roisi I never saw a tzaddik ne'ezov. V'zaroi mevakesh lochem. A tzaddik is abandoned, and is ad kidei kach that his own children have to suffer and beg for bread. Really, you never saw this? I'll show you. Very easy to see. Rachman Lislan, such a horrible thing that exists in this world every day. What's the shot? So he says you don't know how to translate the word when it says v'loy ro'isi. Let's go to Megillas Esther. Echocha uchal v'ro'isi boro'o asher yimtso esani ve'echocha uchal v'ro'isi biovdan moiladati. That's the only two times the word v'ro'isi appears in the Megillah. And that one passage which mentioned this twice, what is the simple translation? It doesn't just mean to see. It means to sit back and do nothing. Esther says to Achashverosh, I can't allow this to happen. The context of the pasuk means I'm coming here to you. I'm risking my life. I'm begging you because I can't just sit and watch this. By seeing such a thing, it demands action. Now go back to the pasuk. Nar ha'isi gam zkanti. I've seen all the generations, tzaddikim, and their children are paupers, don't have a penny to their name. But I never saw a tzaddik, v'loy ro'isi, I never just did nothing about it. If I saw stam, a person is not a tzaddik, and I see his children are starving, I can solve the world's problems. It's not for me. But I never. But if there was a tzaddik, if there's a tzaddik, and their children are starving, I can't live with myself. It happens all the time. That there are tzaddikim whose children are starving. It happens all the time. But I can't live with myself. If v'loy ra'isi, like Esther says, eichocha uchal ra'isi, I always intervened. If there was such a thing where there was a tzaddik and his own children, if there was a tzaddik and his children were suffering, I didn't just sit back and do nothing. I, whoever is making this statement, whether it's David, whether it's the Sar Shel Olam, whether it's whoever is making this statement, says, I would intervene, I would make a collection myself. I would go from door to door to go and alleviate the pain of these children, because I can't deal with this, to see a tzaddik and see his children like this. That's what it means. Now, this is the second to last expression we say when we conclude our meal. Everything else, now you can go into Hallel. What did you do when you came to in the beginning of the Seder? This is Rav Sacks. Rav Sacks is now saying this beautiful, beautiful idea. When you come to the beginning of the Seder, what's the first thing you do? The first thing is called Dich Vin Holach Ma'anya. The Achola Vosana Biyarde Mitzrayim. Called Dich Vin. Are you hungry? Yesei V'yechol. Come eat. You're hungry? Come into the house.
But you don't open the door.
You say this, you know you're going to say this, you know you're going to say this, that's what everyone says. This is the most chitim. Since you know, shloishim yom kodem achag, and you're going to say this, it's basically the finale, it's the receipt. Kol dichvin is the receipt that you get for giving mo'os chitim. When you give mo'os chitim, they send you a receipt that says, now you're permitted to say kol dichvin. Because until you give money for Moshe Chit to make sure people, you don't have no right to say this. It's like an acknowledgement that you've anyone that's hungry, come. Why? Why? Because I can't tolerate it. I cannot tolerate. And you give them to eat, to give food. And then what do you have? The whole Seder, which is all about food. You give them kais, you give them warm, you give them the matzah, the maror, the Shulchan Aruch, and now you bench. And now you say grace. After you finish off the Haggadah, you are confirming the Nar Hayisi Gam Zakanti V'loy Re'isi Tzadik Nezav, which is the very end of Birchas Hamazon, is the confirmation of Kol Dichvin Yesei V'yechol. It's a package. It's a sandwich. It's a combination. To show Kol Dichvin Yesei V'yechol goes together with Nar Hayisi Gam Zakanti V'loy Re'isi Tzadik Nezer. If you want to go a little bit further, We said I'm all finished. We said in the beginning of the week is that there are really two things that you say in the Holach V'anya. First, you say Kol Dichvin Yesei V'yechol. If you're hungry, no religion. I'm not coming to invite you to say the people who know the olive. Even if you don't know the olive base, you're hungry, come eat. Food. My $50 matzah for you is food. Eat it. Your gash is my ruchnis. You eat my matzah. I don't care about all the kavanas. You're hungry? And then you say, cool. Then you say, and there are people out there have what to eat, but they need a religious experience. There are people, Baruch Hashem, have plenty of money. They're blessed. They have money, they have wati, they have plenty of money, they have plenty of money stashed away, but they have no Yiddishkeit. There are people that need epis, they need kol ditzrich. They need a little, they don't need food, they're not hungry, they have needs for spirituality. Yesei kam the yifsach. Let me give you my korban pesach. Let me give you a pesach experience, a religious experience. I want to just build upon what Rabbi Sacks says. Just like he says, Nar Ha'isi Gam Zakanti V'loi Isi Tzadik Nezav refers to the food eating. The last thing you say when you finish eating is, Hashem Oiz Li Amo Yitain, Hashem gives oaths. Hashem yivarech es hamova shalom. That corresponds to called ditzrich yesei v'yifsach. You're coming to acknowledge, I did mine and Hashem does his. It's a package. Zelu mazeh. Call. If you're hungry, come eat. You know why? Because indeed, I can't tolerate someone that doesn't want to eat. And likewise, there are people who have a need for spirituality. They need to be, they have food, but they don't have a Pesach experience called Dizrach Yisrael Yisach. Do you know what the experience of Pesach is? It's Hashem Oiz Li'amo. Don't forget that the experience of called Dizrach Yisrael Yisach is when it's all said and done, when it's all over, it's Hashem Oiz Li'amo Yitain. What is Oiz Ein Oiz Ella Torah? Hashem gave Torah to Klal Yisrael. This is the religious experience of Pesach. Hashem Oiz Li'amo Yitain. It's that Hashem is Yivorech Esamo Vashalom. That is what we are trying to accomplish with called Ditzrich Yesei V'Yivsach.
Yeah, I just want to point out that the author of that statement, Moses Feuerstein, was a famous philanthropist, was the owner of Malden Mills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the guy, yes.
So it's fitting that
he would be able to say such a beautiful idea. Beautiful. Okay. Have a wonderful day.
When you spoke about a saber yesterday, you said you should lean on the chair.
Yeah.
What about leaning on the table? Is that right?
Leaning on the table, if... The problem is, am I really leaning on the table? When I lean on the table, am I really leaning on the table? Not really. Because I know that I'm also balancing myself.
Yeah.
That's not called a saber. If you have another table and you position yourself, you have to be totally give up your muscles. Let go of your
really
muscles.
Really lean. Really lean.
You have to, like, when you turn the chair, you're really leaning. It's like I can fall asleep like this.
Right.
If I fall asleep now, nothing's going to happen to me. You're telling me, I'm really totally leaning. Yeah. If you're leaning on the table...
You're not really leaning.
You got to lean your weight. Your weight has to be... You has to be totally relying
really
upon
lean.
Something else.
Yeah.
Going like this...
Do you need kavana?
What? Kavana has saber? No. No.
Anyway.
No. Have a wonderful young. Be well.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy.
We're here tomorrow.
No.
We're here tomorrow, right?
Enjoy.
Okay. Enjoy. Have a kosher Pesach. I didn't finish the book. I want to have a
No, I have other books. I have so much of Pesach I can't even imagine how much I am back
on. He did a research. A guy did research. He found the edge diagnosis in the shrine. By his own son.
Eight fragments? So many years.
They put an algorithm they found. It's the same size.
As what? The egg. The egg didn't change.
It didn't change.
Did not change. Okay.
It's about 40 to 50 centimeters.
Okay.
And they did a release, whatever, they worked out as 21, whatever.
Nothing changed. That means our space will be so small now, you can reduce the whole thing to like...
Unless now someone's going to say, people are bigger, so it's more like Yudmuff is different.
No, you should know that sheet I remember we learned last year about. A lot of people challenge that the eggs got smaller. They don't like it.
It's Chamsayfer, right?
Is it? Yeah, because Chamsayfer, a lot of people don't like it. They don't want to even deal with it. A lot of good oil. They just don't. It's not the Jewish
do
way.
Do me a favor, Avram.
What?
Behind the door. Close the switch.
It's a tremendous chiddush.
On the floor.
It is.
Behind the door on the floor.
It's been acknowledged. Just shut it off. It's the in halacha, gedoy lechazak. You don't come make assumptions of you don't make,
yeah,
it's a halacha in the world of halacha.
They're trying to fit it into the box, you know.
It's a student of the
Gemara. Did you listen to Rakefet about
No, I didn't listen because I have to. I get distracted every other minute.
You have to listen.
Every minute I'm distracted.
This video going around.
Yeah, I don't want
the French pilot of kidnapped Entebbe died last week. And in his Savoy,
I saw the video. I heard about it.
You see you see an Israeli Air Force guys there also.
Yeah, and Tebbe was, it's not Shaykh in today's day.
It was July 4th. It was.
What?
That's when it was. It was July 4th.
July 4th. It's not possible today there can be another Entebbe. Baruch Hashem. A rescue operation like that. Technology.
Israel.